Welcome to our Local Voices special presentation called A Glance Back on 94.7 KPIP LP Fayette. A Glance Back is brought to you by the Boonslick Historical Society and its president, respected Fayette community member Jim Steele, journalist, graphic designer, and local historian. Local Voices, A Glance Back, a two-hour program, airs every Monday and Friday starting at noon and then again at 4 p.m. The show focuses on the music, radio features, and history of World War II and beyond as it affected Fayette, America, and the world. Thank you for tuning in to this special edition of Local Voices, only on 94.7 KPIP.
Today's the day that all us cats must surely do our bit. We all must do our share, so Uncle Sam can hit. Save up all your pots and pans, save up every little thing you can. Don't give it away, get some cash for your trash, yeah. Save up all that old newspaper, save and pile it like a high skyscraper. Don't give it away, get some cash for your trash. In between, we'll do some loving, white, handsome turtle doving. Will you listen to me, honey? Get plenty of the folding money. Save up all your iron and tin. But when you go to turn it in, don't give it away. Get some cash for your trash. When you listen to me, honey, get plenty of the folding money. Save up all your iron and tin. But when you go to turn it in, don't give it away, no, no. Get some cash, get some cash, get some cash for your trash. Get plenty of it, too.
Run away, mister. Oh, stay and play, mister. Don't worry if you hear the sirens go, though. I'm not a lady of the highest virtue. I wouldn't dream of letting anything hurt you. And so before you go, I think you ought to know. I've got a cozy flat. There's a place for your hat. I'll wear a pink chiffon negligee gown. And do I know my stuff? But if that's not enough, I've got the deepest shelter in town. I've got a room for two, a radio that's new, an alarm clock that won't let you down. And I've got central heat. But to make it complete, I've got the deepest shelter in town. Every modern comfort I can just guarantee. If you hear the siren call, then it's probably me. And sweetie, to revert, I'll keep you on the alert. I won't even be wearing a frown. So you can hang around here until the all clear in the deepest shelter in town. Now, honey, I don't sing of an Anderson thing. Climbing in one, you look like a clown. But if he came here to see, why, Sir John would agree, I've got the deepest shelter in town. Now, Mr. Morrison says he's getting things done, and he's a man of the greatest renown. But before it gets wrecked, I hope he'll come and inspect the deepest shelter in town. Now, I was one of the first to clear my attic of junk. But when it comes to shelters, nowadays it's all bunk. So, honey, don't get scared. It's there to be shared, and you'll feel like a king with a crown. So please don't be mean. Better men than you have been in the deepest shelter, the neatest shelter, the deepest shelter in town.
Thank you.
Local Voices with a glance back at World War II with Jim Steele on 94.7 KPIP.
Comes to stay, and when the shadows fall behind you, there'll come another day, a day to bring you joy and laughter. For when the night has passed away, you'll find the sunshine follows after. There'll come another day, and then together in sunny weather we'll wander hand in hand. Shadows will vanish, true love will banish all life's misunderstandings. The world will glow with golden glory. Soon forget the skies were gray, and like a lovely fairy story, there'll come another day. Sunny weather, we'll wander hand in hand. Shadows will vanish, true love will banish all life's misunderstandings. Then the world will glow with golden glory. Soon we'll forget the skies were gray, and like a lovely fairy story, they'll come another day.
Take a glance at the past and present with Jim Steele on 94.7 KPIP.
Army, Mr. Jones. No private rooms or telephones. You had your breakfast in bed before, but you won't have it there anymore. This is the Army, Mr. Green. We like the barracks nice and clean. You had a housemaid to clean your floor, but she won't help you out anymore. Do what the buglers command. They're in the army and not in the band. This is the army, Mr. Brown. You and your baby went to town. She had you worried, but this is war, and she won't worry you anymore.
Hello. Yes? What? No, thanks very much. It's awfully good of you, but I'm much too busy today. Yes. Yes, very, very busy. Yes, thank you. Hello. Yes. No. That's awfully kind, yes, but another day I'm frightfully busy. Yes. Thank you very much.
Mr. Buchanan.
What is it?
I want you to listen to this song of mine.
A song?
Yes, song.
Must you?
I really must.
Must you? Get it out of your system,
I suppose. Yes, I'll play it for you.
Yeah, thanks awfully. Yeah. Dear. Sounds like the one I heard yesterday.
It couldn't have been.
No?
No.
I think it's awfully good.
Mr. Buchanan.
Yes, what is it?
May I have your autograph?
Autograph?
Please?
I can't write, I'm sorry.
I've got a new book space.
Yeah, but I'm very busy.
I've come a long way, you know.
Yes. Equally long way to go back, too, isn't it? Yes. Goodbye. Hello. Oh, no, I'm sorry, no.
Your tea, Mr. Buchanan.
Tea? Ah, that's different. Bless your heart. Every nation in creation has its favorite drink. France is famous for its wine, its beer in Germany. Turkey has its coffee, and they serve it blacker than ink. Russians go for vodka, and England loves its tea. Oh, the factories may be roaring with the boom-a-lacka, zoom-a-lacka, wee. But there isn't any roar when the clock strikes four. Everything stops for tea. Oh, a lawyer in a courtroom, in the middle of an alimony plea, has to stop and help him pour when the clock strikes four. Everything stops for tea. It's a very good English custom, though the weather be cold or hot. When you need a little pickup, you'll find a little teacup will always hit the spot. You remember Cleopatra had a date to meet Mark Antony at 3. When it came an hour late, she said, you'll have to wait, for everything stops for tea. Oh, they may be playing football, and the crowd is yelling, kill the referee. But no matter what the score, when the clock strikes four, everything stops for tea. Oh, the golfer may be golfing, and is just about to make a hole in three. But it always gets in sore when the clock yells four, everything stops for tea. It's a very good English custom, and a stimulant for the brain. When you feel a little weary, a cup will make you cheery, and it's cheaper than champagne. Now I know just why Franz Schubert didn't finish his unfinished symphony. He might have written more, but the clock struck four, and everything stopped for tea.
It's a glance back at World War II with Jim Steele on 94.7 KPIP.
Like a big balloon, and like the love light in your eyes, they can't black out the moon.
Ajax cuts grease faster than any other leading cleanser.
Use the pain, the elbow packs, when you start cleaning with Ajax.
Ajax really polishes as it cleans.
So use Ajax, bum, bum, the foaming cleanser. Bump the dirt right down the drain.
My gosh, they're right. Foaming action Ajax makes even the dirtiest pan shine like new in a jiffy.
So use Ajax!
J-E-L-L-O, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O pudding.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O death. The Elka pudding, yes, sirree.
Don't refuse to kiss a soldier, for you know that he is fighting for your peace. And he is your Uncle Sammy's nephew. while you are your Uncle Sammy's niece. Oh, girls, don't refuse to kiss a soldier, or a sailor, or a big old tough marine. For they'll show the Japs and old man Hitler the toughest bunch that they have ever seen.
Taking you back to the world of the Greatest Generation on 94.7 KPIP.
When I get home on Victory Day, I really missed my baby. I really missed my baby. I'm gonna kiss my baby and live in love that U.S. way. Females, all right when you just have something to say, but female ain't like when your arms round your honey and your home to stay. I'm gonna see my baby. I really missed my baby. I want to kiss my baby when I get home on Victory Day. Kiss my baby when I get home on Victory Day. I'm gonna get back to the double track, see my friends down on the main stem, drop by the joint, say hello to the boss, grab my chicken, say let's get lost when I get home on Victory Day.
Taking a step back in time with Jim Steele on 94.7 KPIP.
Chimney tops, that's where you'll find me. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. Birds fly over the rainbow. Why? Why?
Montmorency, who was in Calcutta in 92, emerged from his retirement for the war. He wasn't very pleased with all he heard and all he saw, but whatever he felt, he tightened his belt and organized a corps. Poor Colonel Montmorency thought, considering all the wars he'd fought, the Home Guard was his job to do or die. But after days and weeks and years, bravely drying his manly tears, he wrote the following letter to the Minister of Supply. Could you please oblige us with a Bren gun, or failing that, a hand grenade will do. We've got some ammunition in a rather damp condition, and Major Huss has an arquebus that was used at Waterloo. With the vicar's stirrup pump, a pitchfork and a spade, it's rather hard to guard an aerodrome. So if you can't oblige us with a Bren gun, the Home Guard might as well go home. Could you please oblige us with the Bren gun? We're getting awfully tired of drawing lots. Today we had a shipment of some curious equipment, and just for a prank they sent us a tank that ties itself in knots. On Sunday's mock invasion, Captain Clark was heard to say he hadn't even got a brush and comb. So if you can't oblige us with the Bren gun, the Home Guard might as well go home. Colonel Montmorency planned, in case the enemy tried to land, to drive them back with skill and armored force. He realized his army should be mechanized, of course, but somewhere inside, experience cried, my kingdom for a horse. Poor Colonel Montmorency tried, at infinite cost of time and pride, to tackle his superiors again. Having just one motorbike, 14 swords and a marlin spike, he wrote the following letter in the following urgent strain. Could you please oblige us with the Bren gun? We need it very badly, I'm afraid. Our local crossword solver has an excellent revolver, but during a short attack on a fort, the trigger got mislaid. In course of operations planned for Friday afternoon, our orders are to storm the Hippodrome. So if you can't oblige us with the Bren gun, the Home Guard might as well go home. Could you please oblige us with the Bren gun? The lack of one is wounding to our pride. Last night we found the cutest little German parachutist. He looked at our kit and giggled a bit and laughed until he cried. We'll have to hide that armored car when marching to Berlin. We'd almost be ashamed of it in Rome. So if you can't oblige us with the Bren gun, the Home Guard might as well go home.
The Greatest Generation lives here on 94.7 KPIP.
The Jergens Program with Walter Winchell, America's one-man newspaper. Walter Winchell's famous column appears in the New York Daily Mirror and other newspapers from New York to Honolulu. He's here with flash news, odd news, exclusive news. We have a Thanksgiving treat for you tonight. Miss Alma Archer is here in our Jergens studio and will speak to you later. Alma Archer is an expert on smartness and beauty, and she believes that the care of her hands is a duty for every woman. And now to the editorial room of the Jergens Journal and Walter Winchell.
Good evening, Mr. and Mr. North American. All the ships at sea. Let's go to press. Flash. War ends. Mexico. Betty Lawford, who takes a bath before... And that, ladies and gentlemen, winds up another Jergens Journal until next Sunday night at the very same time. Until then, and with lotions of love, I remain your New York correspondent, Walter Winchell, who thinks every American has at least one thing to be thankful for on Thursday next. Thankful that we still salute a flag and not a shirt. Good night.
Thank you, Marie Wilson, Charlie Butterworth, for your contribution to the evening's fun. And immediately after Tiny's message, there's a little vocal contribution I'd like to make. All right, Tiny?
Thank you, Al. Okay, Lud? That sentimental little ballad is called Hands Across the Table. Whether it conjures up a picture of two romantic people holding hands, or a picture of Junior reaching across the table for a second piece of cake, I want you to remember this one fact. Those hands, no matter whose they are, can spread the germs of many common diseases. That's why I want you to realize how important it is to keep hands clean, to wash them regularly and always before meals with Lifebuoy, which not only removes dirt, but helps to remove germs. Teach the children this habit. Form it yourself. Always use Lifebuoy for hands and face as well as the bath.
From 200,000 Marines, 200 volunteers were chosen, and every man had a reason for going. They had only one aim, to kill every Jap, to destroy every installation on Macon Island.
Back to World War II with Jim Steele on 94.7 KPIP.
The war has provided some problems that have worried us all quite a lot. How can we live when the price of our food is 14 and threepence per butt? But the thing that worries me and the whole darn family is, where can poor Pa go in the blackout? Where can poor Pa go at nights? He can't find his way to his favourite club. He can't find his pals, cause he can't find the pub. So where does poor Pa go in the blackout? He stays home and glares at the kids. He grumbles at mother, she grumbles at him, and says, well, go out, I'm not keeping you in. So father goes out in the blackout, although it is pouring with rain. And just as he gets out, then off goes the siren, so he comes right home again. Where can poor Pa go in the blackout? Where can poor Pa go at nights? There aren't any pools and he doesn't play nap. His coat's in the tool shed, he can't find his cap. So what does Pa do in the blackout? He sits home and mopes by the fire. He can't spend his money and mother knows that. She takes it all from him to buy a new hat. So father, he curses the blackout and says it will drive him insane. He pops his head out and then off goes the siren, so he pops it back again. We know where the flies go in winter. We've all known that old one for years. And most of our lads have by now found the daughter of Mamselle from Armentiers. But there's one thing must remain, so I ask you once again, what can poor Pa do in the blackout? What can poor Pa do at nights? If he gets to the pub, well, it's tenpence a pint. It costs him at least 30 bob to get tight. So what does Pa do in the blackout? He just sits at home and looks glum. He started on fretwork, he painted the bar, but mother sat in it, we did not laugh. And father was out in the blackout, and mother screamed out with the pain. And as soon as he heard it, he thought it was the siren, so he rushed right home again. Where can poor Pa go in the blackout? Where can poor Pa go at nights? His pals are all stuck in their homes just like him. They cannot get out, so they gotta stop in. So what can poor Pa do in the blackout? He says that it's driving him mad. He puts on the wireless, and what does he get? Just haw-haw and boo-hoo, and they're pretty wet. So he tries to go out in the blackout, but he goes and falls right down the drain. He limps back to mother, and she tells him he's drunk, and so he limps right out again.
Thank you.
That's resident historian Jim Steele is on 94.7 KPIP.
This affair never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know so well? I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats, repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time that I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. Anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats how it yells in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Why not use your mentality? Step up, wake up to reality. But each time I just the thought of you makes me stop just before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin.
You've been listening to A Glance Back on Local Voices with Fayette's own Jim Steele, president of the Boonslick Historical Society. Catch another edition of A Glance Back with Jim Steele, a two-hour program which airs every Monday and Friday starting at noon and then again at 4 p.m. only on 94.7 KPIP.